The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
I'm sure we can imagine at some stage tomorrow, at least once in the British and Irish Lions game against New Zealand, the TMO will be brought in to adjudicate on something in the game, be it a potential score or an off-the-ball incident. Hawkeye is likely to be employed at some stage in one of the championship matches over the weekend. Happens in tennis, it happens in cricket, a whole many load of sports where technology is brought in. But what about football? They're trying it at the Confederations Cup, and there was a massive row about the Chile-Cameroon game and a decision made by use of the video assistant referee. And suddenly there's people all over the place saying, it's not for football. Robert Evans, your co-author of Bad Call, Technology's Attack on Referees and Umpires and How to Fix It. Why is it that football has been so late in coming to the use of video assistants and seems so reluctant to embrace it?
I think it's because the football authorities have chosen to prioritise this notion of the importance of the flow of the game. So they think it's very important that the game must keep moving. If you talk to football fans, they will tell you that it's very important that they have something to argue about after the match is over. So it's very much a kind of something to do with the culture of football and football fans. I don't think there's anything particularly related to the technology that means football is, in some sense, unsuitable for using video assistant referees. I think it's just a choice that the football authorities have been, I would say, slow to make.
But it seems to be a lack of trust in the behaviour of fans in watching the replays, perhaps, in a way that you go to a football international and, unlike other sports, you don't have a big screen to see replays in case there are controversial moments that get the fans upset. Even in this particular incident between Chile and Cameroon, even the TV viewers weren't getting an opportunity, as they do in other sports, to see what it was that the officials were examining.
Yeah, but I think that is less and less true, though, isn't it? Because it's increasingly easy, either for spectators at home or for people in the ground listening to the radio or the smartphone apps, to have, in many ways, a better view or better information as to what's happening on the pitch than the referee themselves actually did. And I think that's the root cause of a lot of the trouble, is that you quite often find the situation where everybody in the stadium and everybody at home knows that the referee has made a big mistake, but the referee themselves is unable to do anything about it. I think that's the crucial role that the video assistant referee plays, is it allows the referee to undo a big mistake and allows the game then to proceed on the correct footing. And I think that's got to be a lot better for both the fans and for the game itself, particularly when you're talking about these kind of knockout competitions where, in a sense, the teams only have one game, and if a bad decision knocks it off course, then that's not really a fair outcome that any set of fans would really want.
Yeah, and nobody's really complained too much about the goal line technology, have they? So why not just bring it to other facets of the game?
Again, I think where it seems to go wrong, as far as I can make out from the kinds of commentary that you hear about it, is that people either want 100% accuracy, which obviously you can't have, or they're quite happy to stick with the situation where we have now. Whereas I think what video assistant referees would allow you to do would be to eliminate the big mistakes, and then what you would be left with is the controversial decisions that really are very close, that really are a matter of judgment. The fans would still have plenty of things to argue about, because there's still going to be decisions of that nature in every game of football. But what you wouldn't have is the kinds of rank injustice that you see, where everybody knows that it wasn't the goal, or that the player was offside, or that it was a blatant handball. All those kinds of things would be removed, and then the outcome of the game would actually be determined by which team had the better players and played the better football, which has surely got to be the right outcome.
Kieran Cunningham is with us as well, chief sports writer with the Irish Daily Star. I was only thinking about this last Sunday down in Thurles, when Hawkeye was called in on a couple of occasions during the Cork Waterford match. And as you're there as a fan with no screens in Thurles, you can't see what's going on. You don't know what's been examined. But yet, for the television viewer and for grounds such as Croke Park, where you have the screen, it all adds to the bit of the excitement, doesn't it?
I suppose it does in one way, Matt, but I actually remember I was in the Stade de France for the famous Thierry Henry handball, and there was no big screen, or the big screen wasn't being used that night, and there were no monitors in the press box. So nobody actually knew until they got texts from people watching TV at home that there'd been a handball. So you actually got more people at home got to see more of what actually really happened than people in the ground that night. So that shows you the flaw. And if you are looking at video technology, something as blatant as that, you would think, you know, everybody can see this is cheating, or, you know, this is a really bad call. We have to do something about it.
So,
you know,
effectively, Kieran, if there had been video assistant referee that night, you would have had a penalty shootout and we might have gone to the 2010 World Cup.
Well, possibly, yeah, very possibly. Like, it would still have been, like, there's no guarantee we'd have won, but we probably would have got a shootout, yeah. And, like, the Hawkeye one is interesting. You know, none of these systems are perfect. There was a Hawkeye problem in the minors hurling semi-final 4 years ago, if you remember,
yes,
between Limerick and Galway, because they'd forgotten to recalibrate it. It was calibrated for football, and they'd forgot to change the settings for hurling, so that a Limerick point was wrongly overruled.
They're not infallible, but they're not meant to be infallible, are they? They're meant to be an assistant and an aid for the referee to make up a decision.
No, absolutely. And the humans are involved, and there's always going to be human error, so you can't have an infallible system. But I think there's an issue as well that people have to trust the system. But I think there's a major distrust in football at the moment because it's so new, and they don't like the delays. Like, people who watch rugby as well are sick of the delays or TMOs. And, you know, you hear the muttering at games when there's increasing amount of calls.
Well, actually, that's interesting because I think Nigel Owens is famous at this stage for not going to the TMO on many occasions, and other referees almost seem scared to make a decision to back themselves and even for the obvious go and get confirmation from the TMO, slowing up the whole game.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point, because they do seem to go in a lot of cases far too often. You know, there are situations that seem to have a fairly clear view, and you wonder, they are trained professional referees, why don't they make the call? Why are they leaning on the technology when you don't have to?
Of course, Robert Evans, it also strikes me that the television companies, particularly those who are bringing a football out, are quite happy with the status quo for two reasons. It provides, as you referred to earlier, the controversy that they can debate at halftime and full-time. But it also means that the game doesn't extend much longer than it's meant to be. Because when it does in other sports, it causes havoc with television schedules, particularly for the amount of advertising that can be carried within the hour.
Yeah, I think with a bit of common sense, there are probably ways around that. I mean, to pick up on the point that Christian was making, the idea of, you know, rugby is a good example of this. I think what we would say is that if the point is to eliminate big mistakes rather than achieve, you know, total accuracy, then to some extent, I'd agree that the depth and the extent of the replays in rugby are often excessive. And I guess what I would say is, if what you're trying to do is use the video assistant referee to eliminate big mistakes, if it's not clear from the video replay within about 30 seconds whether or not a big mistake has been made, then clearly a big mistake has not been made, and you should just say, well, the decision that the referee has made is therefore a reasonable one under the circumstances, because there's no obvious evidence that it's wrong. And if you sort of limited the time that was available to be spent examining the video in that way, you would probably prevent the massive extension of the games that you sometimes see in rugby. And I think you'd also see plenty of punditry available after the programme, because you've only got to watch Match of the Day now, and you can see them talking for ages and ages about really, really close decisions, and you'll get one pundit who swears blind it's a penalty, and the other one who swears blind it's a fair tackle, and none of that is going to go away. All you're going to do is get rid of, as we talked about earlier, the really, really bad decisions that everybody can see have spoilt the outcome of the game.
Indeed. Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you to both of you for joining us. Robert Evans, co-author of Bad Call: Technology's Attack on Referees and Umpires and How to Fix It. And Kieran Cunningham, chief sports writer with the Irish Daily Star. The other thing I'm just thinking of there is that, does it help actually get the cheats sorted out for off-the-ball incidents in particular in some sports, where if somebody assaults somebody, that it is now seen by the video assistant referee and can be dealt with while on the field to pay or subsequently?
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.